Okay, we're going to go ahead and recap the games from last week. Next week. That's like jumping time travel on here. I wish we could.
I wish we did know. Although I will say my 2-2 was better than my 1-3 from the week before. But last week was Saturday was not good. Sunday was better.
Yeah, well, you know, since we agreed on everything, mine was pretty much the same way as yours.
Yeah. Amazingly enough.
Though, you know, my personal opinion is that Denver blew their own game. And, Atlanta gets to go ahead and say they claim the win, but their coaching showed enough idiocracy that they almost should not have won that game.
Well, there was a lot of... I chalk up this past weekend, to defenses. Because most of the defenses were very offensive. In that Green Bay's defense, not saying San Francisco didn't have a great offense, and that's all the fans are saying, nobody's giving us credit, man, because we're great. And everybody says Green Bay's defense just sucked. It's like, well, yeah, they did kind of suck. They have sucked ever since pretty much the Super Bowl against the Steelers a few years ago. Denver's defense laid a big old egg. You know, Joe Flacco was just heaving the ball, and he knew.
Flacco made us look stupid last week. We joked about Joe Flacco last week, and he came back and he bit us in the ass.
He's what, one more win, and he's the winningest quarterback or something. And there's some kind of thing. Yeah. He's the first quarterback that's been to 5 playoffs his entire career. Just all these stats, but you know, it goes back to Denver's secondary, that one safety. I don't know.
Denver
what
didn't
was
have
doing.
A safety. Denver had a funnel. Okay, Joe Flacco took the ball. He threw it in the funnel. He said, "Here, I'll go ahead and give it to your guy." That's what it was.
Champ Bailey looked like Chump Bailey. Yes, I sat there. Yes, I went there. To go for the easy joke, but yeah, it was horrible, abysmal. Seattle's defense did not show up until the second half,
which was expected. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I picked Atlanta to go ahead and win. And I've had people from here in Atlanta go ahead and go, well, how can you downplay Seattle? And I'm like, it's not downplaying. A good team takes advantage of the disadvantages of another team.
That's why you have home field advantage.
And that's exactly what it's about. Why would they not go ahead and beat the hell out of them at the start? The problem was they came out a little flat in the second half.
Yeah.
And the stupidity of just that last couple of minutes, you know, I went to the game last year for Atlanta versus the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
And at that game, I swear, I walked out of there and said a high school coach would not have made the dumb decision to cost them that game that week. And I did not think Atlanta could ever come that close to going ahead and blowing a game like they did last year. They went for it on 4th-and-2 in overtime on their own 28-yard line. You don't do something that stupid.
And it wasn't like they did that against, forgive us, Jesse, the Browns offense or something like that. It's like, this is the Saints offense.
The Browns offense wouldn't have screwed that up. I mean, we're talking about the 30-yard line. The kicker just has to be okay. And the Browns may not have an offense, but Phil Dawson kicks the ball damn well.
I was going to say, they do have a good kicker. So, yeah, that was kind of, there was some definite question marks in the play calling. I don't know. You know, Mike Smith still, what's the fifth-year head coach, and I don't know. I think the problem with Atlanta is not going to be, unfortunately, I don't think it's the quality of the players. I think it's the play calling, the coaching.
I agree. I think Atlanta could be a much better team if they had a better coach. I think they have the talent on the team. I think their coaching staff is just inches away from blowing the games each and every time.
Yeah.
I still call them a gritty team. I still say that they have...
To me, at the end of that game, Smith panicked a little bit because why calling a timeout with 8 seconds left if you're going to kick a field goal?
It was 13
it's
seconds.
Like, why do you, that's right. It was 8 seconds when they got the ball back. But it's like, why do you call a timeout if you're going to kick the field goal?
You wait let until it. 5 seconds.
5 seconds, 3 seconds, then call timeout, and then... You know, hell, they might have been able to get up there and even spike the ball and save another timeout. You know, it's like, you don't know. But, yes, they got a little they got a little happy with that. He got a little freaked out, you know. And I know we're not talking much about the New England Houston game.
What's there to say? Come on.
There's not much to talk about. The Texans made it a game for a half, and then, as we mentioned, when it's time for them to take it, they roll over and they take it.
Yeah.
I think Kubiak's done a great job. He's their first head coach. He's gotten them to the playoffs, but you're not going to fire a coach after he got to the playoffs, you know, after he did good things for you, unless you're the Maryland Terrapins when your coach is the ACC Coach of the Year and you fire him. But, you know, I would not be surprised, even if they do make the playoffs next year, I would not be surprised if there was some kind of coaching churn.
Yeah.
For that team.
And it may have to come at subsidiary roles. It may not be Kubiak, but it may be his supporting cast around
him. Yeah, kind of like Reed had to do with his defensive coordinator, even though their defense was like the top third of the NFL. But, you know, it's like, that's what he says, everybody is his fault.
Yeah, you know, the only game that I come back to, basically the night games themselves, there wasn't much to talk about. We will end up touching on San Francisco when we start making our picks.
Yeah, the Green Bay game... hindsight's always easy. The Green Bay game, I take a step back and I look and I think to myself, of course, why didn't I go with San Francisco? Because Green Bay's coming from the other side. They go there. You can't look at what Seattle did to San Francisco. The more appropriate thing to look at would have been what San Francisco did to New England. Mm-hmm. Yes, they almost let the game go, but for a good three quarters, they shut down that Tom Brady offense.
Yeah.
And if they can shut down the Tom Brady offense, I should have been more cognizant of they could probably shut down the Aaron Rodgers offense.
They've been touch and go. And you know, I go back, hindsight 2020, I'm still picking the Packers.
Yeah.
I've still seen the 49ers go ahead and not play with their full heart at home when things have been on the line, and they still cost themselves games. To go ahead and say that they're going to come out and shut everyone down, they have the ability to, but do they show up that
right.
week to go
it's
ahead
consistent.
And do so?
Yeah, consistent.
And as we go into our picks this week, I'm still going to have a little bit of that iffiness, but if they play like they played last week, there's nobody going to stop them. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
But to your point, can they maintain that consistency?
And personally, I don't know if they can. So, anyway, the last thing I want to touch upon, talking about bad coaching and bad decisions, Fox. What the hell's with it? I mean, you have Peyton Manning, one of the all-time great quarterbacks, a coach on the field, with 30 seconds left, and you kneel.
Can I do my Chris Berman impersonation? Peyton Manning, this just in, he's pretty good. Back on the blitz.
Yeah, and when he's pretty good, he just...
You gave Matt Ryan the ball with 31 seconds to go win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel...
And Matt Ryan won the game.
I would even feel more comfortable giving it to Peyton Manning to say, we got 30 seconds, you got two timeouts, see what you can do. Don't get crazy. You know,
To me, they coach to lose.
In his interview, he even said, oh, I'll do that 10 out of 10 times. It's like, maybe that's why Carolina didn't win the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
And he took them, you know. But, you know, they
if maybe, I if I was Denver, I thought that Denver had righted their ship. And generally speaking, I would not be calling for someone's head after they go
ahead
and take
first seed. Well, now their
offensive coordinator's gone. Yeah, they need to go ahead and... completely rerouted.
Yeah, their OC now is going to San Diego. Supposedly, I don't know if that's official as of this, but
because he was very responsible for that offense. Peyton Manning.
You know, I would love to be in his shoes when he has a season full of Phillip Rivers versus Peyton Manning.
Well, I mean, he's replacing Norv. There can basically be only one way
Norval.
In one direction.
Norval.
So, okay, that's going to be it for our wrap up from last week.